flying with Superman through the night sky, while the stars and the planets are whirling around and meteors rush on by. Or are you in China reporting the war, in Tokyo, Cairo or Rome? Are you sailing a schooner around the Cape of Good Hope, thousands of miles from home? So it's up, up and away you go, always daring, courageous and true. Mild-mannered reporters become supermen. Oh, why can't I become you? What crimes have you busted tonight, Lois Lane? Your headlines have shattered their game. Hijackers, terrorists, mafia thugs, I'll shake at the sound of your name. So it's up, up and away you go, always daring, courageous and true. Mild-mannered reporters become supermen. Oh, why can't I become you? Oh, I wanna be so much like you, Lois Lane, and travel the world on my own, with nobody telling me what to do or telling me when to come home. So it's up, up and away you go, always daring, courageous and true. Mild-mannered reporters become supermen. Why can't I become you?
Oh, it's a difficult scene when you're only 15 and you gotta be laid back and groovy. I mean, why can't you see? 'Cause it's so clear to me that life ain't no Hollywood movie. But let's move along from this drab little song, and let's check what the others are doing. 'Cause if we thicken the plot, it's more likely than not that the pot will get hot and start brewing.
Hey, what are you doing, Mick?
Oh, got this job painting the signs for the dance on Friday night. $1.50 an hour. Spinner arranged it for me.
$1.50 an hour? Oh, wow, what a ripper.
Maybe it's $1.50 more than you're getting, isn't
it? You've got to be joking, Mick. You're serious about songwriting.
Sure is. That's why he hangs around Miss Glover's art class every night after school, eh? Trying to pick up a few hints, aren't you, Mickey?
Don't know what you're seeing it, Mick. Where's it going to get you? I mean, don't you have to be an apprentice and all that?
Apprentice? Nothing. You know what? He wants to go to Footscray Tech and do a design course. 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah. Dad's spewing. Reckons he's going to kick him out of Hunk if he doesn't get a job real quick.
3 years, Mick.
Oh, look, it's what I want to do, okay, dudes?
Three more years at school, eh? Oh, you must be off your head.
What's wrong with that?
What's right with it, eh? 3 more years in prison being bossed around by screws.
Screws? You've been watching too much telly, Julie. Something in your brain. Okay, you dirty kids. Sit down and write that essay or I'll fill you full of lead.
I'm kidding. Oh, yeah, big joke, yeah. But it's true. They don't listen to you. They just treat you like a pack of students.
Oh, that's what we are, stupid. How else would they treat us?
Like a person, not just something they got to teach. I mean, all I do is I walk in the room and I open my books and they ask me a lot of questions and that's about it. I mean, I just copy stuff off the blackboard all day. I don't even know half the stuff I write.
Yeah, school's boring. Nothing to do but muck around anyway.
Oh, yeah, life's tough. I reckon I'll be off my head in a week if I had to teach 30 of yous.
You know, I reckon you'd be learning more working. I mean, it really bugs me how people think that just because you're at school, you've got to be learning something.
Yeah, well, if it bugs you so much, Julie, why don't you leave?
Well, because I want a job.
A good job.
Yeah, and you need qualification.
Yeah, well, so do I, stupid. That's why I'm staying at school.
Well, no one's going to call me a dole bludger.
Dole bludger?